Live. You can bring up anything as we launch here into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we will continue here taking your calls. And coming up, I'd like to give a little bit more information on a story that you mentioned earlier, Mark, which I think ties into the whole discussion we've been having tonight. And for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about this whole fallacious idea that the military is somehow protecting freedom, because there's a perfect case in point where a man who was in the military, a Marine, was served two tours in Iraq, comes back home. He's working in a mine in the Tucson, Arizona area, gets back from his night at the mine. He's working an overnight shift, has gone to sleep in the early morning hours, you know, like 8 in the morning, and his wife wakes him up because there's some men in costumes coming to do something awful. You know, she's not sure what's going on, but she's scared. And they bust in the front door. This guy grabs the Marine, grabs his AR-15, and prepares to defend his family from the marauders, from the invaders. And it turns out the invaders, group of police from the Pima County Sheriff's Office and their SWAT team, who didn't bother to announce themselves or knock on the door or anything like that. They just busted it right in and began shooting. The Marine, who again served two tours in Iraq, was shot down. The police shot over 71 times, and the former Marine did not squeeze off a single shot. And, of course, the police will end up being found completely innocent. They will be found that they were completely by the book and everything was okay with the way they did things. And, well, and this man will have died for nothing.
Yeah, he lays there in his yard for an hour and 15 minutes. The EMTs are right there. The cops won't let them go and deal with the guy.
I don't know if he was in his yard or in his house. I don't think it was made clear in the story. But, yeah, the EMTs arrived 2 minutes after somebody called 911, and the police prevented them from coming in and attempting to save this man's life. Why? Because of security, whatever that means. So that's kind of where we're at here with the discussion, 800-259-9231. Of course, the question, you know, I think it begs the question of, well, what freedom did this guy fight for? I mean, if this guy believed that he was fighting for freedom, as so many people in the military seem to believe, or maybe it's more the people that are outside the military that believe it. I don't know.
You certainly get said, you know, all the time that, you know, things like, well, our boys are over there fighting for your freedom.
Yeah. I don't know about that because I don't feel too free. And when you hear stories like this of a family having their lives torn apart, a wife having her husband taken from her and her son in a violent bloodbath at the hands of the police, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Mark, you said it was 5.5 times per day.
4.5.
Well, who's counting? Five-ish times per day these police are coming into people's homes all across the country. And I think it adds up to a whole lot. That's a lot of police raids every single year. In fact, I thought I'd heard it was like 40,000 per year, but I guess maybe that's a little on the high side.
That's according to Reason Magazine.
Yeah. So either way, whether it's one raid that goes wrong or whether it's 10,000 raids that go wrong, they're being used inappropriately. They're used to go after drug suspects where there's no chance that there's going to be any violence or anything like that. In this case, it was a drug raid, and they didn't find any drugs. So how does this make you feel? 1-800-259-9231. Do you feel safe when you see the police? Do you feel safe and secure? Do you feel like they're protecting you? Because I don't feel that way. I don't feel protected by these people. These people calling themselves the police, are the biggest threat to my freedom. I'm not afraid of terrorists, so-called terrorists, somebody wearing a turban. That's not a concern for me. It's a concern for me that my family and I, my friends, are going to have armed men, jackbooted thugs, breaking into my home and then blasting me and my friends or family with bullets. Well, that's far more realistic. I mean, with 4.5 of those things happening every single day in this country, it's far more likely that something like that is going to happen to you than some mad bomber setting off a suitcase nuke.
Well, it's difficult to quantify this, right? So, like, we can look at this instance and we can say this doesn't look like a righteous kill to us, but it's difficult to quantify. Certainly, the police kill far more people in the United States than terrorists do. But, you know, like some of those people, it seems to me, are probably righteous kills. I mean, they have to be, right? I would say that there's a good percentage of them. I would hope that half of them or more are. But, you know, I mean, the stories that I read on a regular basis, because of the nature of my job, are the unrighteous kills. And it's the job of the press to hold the government responsible. And as far as it goes...
How's that working out?
Well, the press to hold the government responsible?
Yeah.
It's not working out real well. But in our case, it works fine. We do it. And you got to what people have to remember is, you know, they often put their hand over their heart, sing God Bless America, and say, these police officers are, they're red, true as the red, white, and blue. They're our guys. They wouldn't do anything wrong. Well, you know, they're the tip of the spear of an organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. I hope the government uses that monopoly that it has claimed for itself well. That would be the ideal situation. But I read far too many stories and come across far too many instances where it doesn't. And when it doesn't hold itself responsible. It doesn't hold the people who do it responsible. It obfuscates, it hides, it forces people to use its legal system to come after it. And it can take decades to see justice if you ever see it. It's a messed up system.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Dana, listening in Massachusetts. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to give you guys a little news. It feeds right into this. There was a court case last week out of the Indiana Supreme Court, and I'll read the exact quote out of it. It says, "We hold there is no right to reasonably resist unlawful entry by police officers." So what they basically said is, even if the police enter your house unlawfully, without any reason at all, we have no right to resist them. Mm. They've basically overturned the Magna Carta, and this is making no news anywhere.
You know, thanks for bringing
that up.
It's to some extent, it addresses the Third Amendment of the United States, which says no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner that is prescribed by law. And
these aren't soldiers, Mark. They're the police.
Well, they didn't have police when
this
was written.
Well, this goes into the Fourth Amendment and unreasonable search and seizure.
Sure, sure. And the right to be secure.
I'll read another piece of the decision. It says, "We believe a right to resist an unlawful police entry into a home is against public policy and is incompatible with modern Fourth Amendment jurisprudence."
See,
we don't even have a right to resist,
right,
even if it's unlawful.
Right, even if the court's saying, right, even if they know that this is an illegal search, if this is an illegal entry, it's still wrong for you to resist the government, because what is in the government's best interest is what is primary motive for the court, for the system. It's not you. It's not a government by the people. It's not we are the government. It's they are the government. They'll do whatever they want to, and if you dare resist them, you'll be silenced.
Yeah, to me it's almost like they've thrown the gauntlet down. They're coming right out and saying this stuff. You can't.
It just doesn't get much more fascist than that.
Also, if you're going to do some home invasions, get yourself a cop uniform.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what
if they come in?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Even plan on say they just want to search your house for no reason. They don't plan on bringing charges. They're not looking for anything. They don't care. They just come in. You can't resist them. They'll search through all your girlfriend's underwear drawer. You're like, oh, no charges. See you later. Have a nice day.
Yep, that's right. And you won't be able to do anything about it.
Yep.
And thanks
for the call. This leaves you completely at the discretion of the officers as to whether or not they come in your room, in your house. They can do whatever they want, and you cannot resist. So, I mean, you know, in the extreme instance, the cops can come in, shoot your dog, shoot your kids, shoot your wife, and you can't resist.
And this was the Supreme Court of Indianapolis.
Indianapolis doesn't have its own Supreme
Court. Right, it's the capital. So that doesn't mean it's a national decision. It just means it
will be used as precedent. You can believe that all the other government organizations are going to
back
this as precedent.
Absolutely.
At this point,
it's very unlikely that you're going to see the U.S. Supreme Court.
This was in fact the law anyway. I mean, come on. You think you could resist cops coming in your house for whatever reason they want? When was the last time a court ruled that that cops deserved to be shot?
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So it doesn't even matter if their reason for being there was complete bunk.
What do you expect their court to say about their actions?
Exactly. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, the features, by the way, on the site include listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up streams. The latest episode of Free Talk Live airs on those streams at all times, 24/7. You can tune in, enjoy, completely free. Also, 98 great radio stations carry the show throughout the week at various different times. You can learn about them. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen in via any of those options and go get the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Indiana Supreme Court has determined that you have no right whatsoever to resist in any shape or form an illegal police search / raid of your home. Is that pretty much the summary there, Mark?
That's correct.
Is there anything else we need to know? Because, I mean, we actually had a caller kind of read us some of the excerpts from that particular story.
The caller basically read all the highlights. Would you like me to go over them again?
No, I mean, I mean, that was pretty much it, right? Like, you can't, that even if the police raid is deemed illegal after the fact, it's completely illegal for you to resist the illegal police raid.
Yep. You don't get to decide what's legal and illegal, citizen.
Yeah, so 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you know, they're fighting for freedom over there in Iraq. Sound like freedom to you? 1-800-259-9231.
Just the term citizen doesn't sound like freedom to me. It sounds like government ownership of you.
Let's continue. Well, citizen's just a modified version of serf. It's just a friendlier-sounding version of serf. As we continue here, you can bring up anything. Oh, and since we're talking about citizens, the definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, meaning that you owe the government your allegiance in return for them protecting you. But if they're murdering people and getting away with it, then they're not really there protecting you. In fact, the government's own Supreme Court has ruled that they don't have an obligation to protect you. So if there's no obligation to protect you, then you don't owe them a duty of allegiance now, do you? Which would mean that you're not actually a citizen, are you?
Yeah, and if you don't think the government, if you think the government does have some obligation to protect you, then ask yourself, well, why is it when my car gets stolen that I can't send a bill to the police? Oh, they were supposed to protect it, right?
Let's talk to Charles, listening in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to WRNN. Hello, Charles. Charles?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Charles?
Can you guys hear me pretty good?
Yeah, you sound a little tinny. Are you talking like a little earpiece or something?
Yeah, but I'm going to try to make it better. Is that happening?
No, it sounds like you shoved it down your throat.
Well, give me a second. I'll do the best I can.
Yeah, go for it.
I was here at the beach and been here for many years. And I got pulled over. I was driving on Highway 17 in Myrtle Beach during the summertime. And two cops ran a red light. It was a female to male driving right in front of me. So I switched to the left lane, pulled up. Went around them, and I was pulling over at the Conway National Bank. They immediately threw their lights on, pulled me over, and so I asked them why they pulled me over. And they said I had made an illegal turn. I said, no, all I did was pull over to get over here. You guys ran that red light. They were just right along. So they pulled over at the Thoroughbreds, which was less than half a block away. I was right on top of it because I was there. And they pulled me out, and wanted to write me a ticket, and I said, I didn't do anything as you said. And they said, well, you pulled out, and then you pulled in front of us. No, sir, I said, you ran a red light. What are we going to do about that? And I said, by the way, aren't you guys out of your jurisdiction? This is Oregon County property, and you're North Myrtle Beach. So, guess who they called? The other cop. He comes in, goes to the car, finds a trash bag in the back, rips it open, finds a pint of Burnett's.
Hold on. They searched your car because you did a U-turn?
Oh, no, I didn't do anything. I was just driving straight, and these guys whipped out in front of me, so I shifted to the left lane, went around them, pulled right in front of them, and turned and was going to the bank, which was a
But they searched. They searched your car on just a regular old traffic stop.
Regular traffic stop.
Did they ask you if they could search?
No, they didn't. They just proceeded to go straight for it. And so there I am. I'm saying that's what this is a joke, but, bottom line is I don't feel guilty.
You shouldn't be. Thanks. We've got to let you go, man, but the phone's real, real bad. I mean, it's kind of hard to understand them. You were holding your headphones to your head there a moment ago,
yeah.
Mark. So 800-259-9231, just, you know, these cops are on a fishing expedition with every car that they pull over.
Yeah, and you can see that this is a search being used as punishment. When they do a search, it's not like they have to put your stuff back. They just toss your car, and you're the one on the side of the road putting your life back in order there. The idea of the executive branch is that they can't execute a sentence immediately. But they use jail, threats of jail, mm-hmm. tossing your car, handcuffing you, putting you in the back. All these things are punished and can be used as punishments. In some ways, they're not, certainly, but in some ways they are. Were they looking for anything? Did they have the right to go through this car? They didn't have any probable cause to go into this guy's car. Not from the story he told.
Nope. Let's continue here with your calls. June is listening in Pennsylvania. June, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. June, in Pennsylvania, going once. June, in Pennsylvania, going twice. Let's try. Hello? June? Are you with us? June going once?
That sounded like a really bad cell phone.
You got a bad cell phone? Thanks for the call, June. Appreciate your try. You're welcome to maybe try us back here in a bit. Let's try instead George, listening in California. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. First, I want to say that this is shocking information that you're putting out. That famous quote, when you trade liberty for security, you have neither.
Yeah, was that Benjamin Franklin?
You deserve neither. It's attributed to him.
Yeah.
I think it was Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. I think they both get the attribution on that. Anyway, go ahead.
There are other assaults going on the general population that some people just brush aside. What I'm referring to is weather manipulation, the spraying of chemtrails. I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it does. It sounds really crazy and crackpotty.
Well, yeah, but look at the weather patterns that are going on in Mississippi. They had to release a spillway because of the constant rain.
They were saying that there's been about 900-year storms in the last 100 years in the Mississippi River. So that means that it's been coming along since before they had whatever weather manipulation, that they've had.
So are you suggesting that them spraying something from an airplane created the flooding in Mississippi? I don't really get what you're saying.
Let me just give another example. I'm at the top of the Cajon Pass here in California, and these patterns that they're spraying today especially are the exact same patterns they sprayed 2 weeks ago.
What evidence do you have that they're spraying anything, sir?
You can go on various sites and find information. The stuff's made by Monsanto. The government's admitted to it, experimenting with the weather. Let me just quote the government that controls the weather will control the world.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry. I just, the whole chemtrail thing, it's so frustrating to me because it's really just a bunch of conspiracy kooks backing each other up on the internet. I'm sorry. It's just.
I would say that the government that controls the weather controls the world. I would also say that likely the government has tried to control the weather in many different ways.
Have they been successful at it?
Right. Every time you see a contrail coming out of the back of an airplane doesn't mean that the government's spraying you with something.
Right. Yeah, not at all. In fact,
every time you see a helicopter doesn't mean they're videotaping you.
Right. And just because the contrails stay in the sky doesn't mean that they're chemicals. It means that there are certain weather patterns going on.
Every time you see a dark SUV with blacked out windows doesn't mean they're the man in black or dragging off an alien.
Right. 800-259-9231 has to do with humidity, for instance, and you're talking about ice crystals.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website. You can click and download right there from the top of the page and click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out, and you can get it out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. How can you do it? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds. Believe me, there are hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings, at libertystickers.com. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. They are discounts for buying in bulk. You can sell them in your retail shop or flea market location or gun show booth, whatever. libertystickers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, and even if it just sounds like a crackpot conspiracy theory, you know, you're certainly welcome to bring it up. We're going to shoot it down, likely, if you do.
Well, I want evidence.
Right. We don't believe everything that you call and say on this program. But just before we go on with the calls, somebody called a moment ago. We've been talking throughout the night tonight about the police raiding people's homes, killing innocent people, adrenaline junkie cops, talking also kind of about this Indiana court decision, Supreme Court, deciding that essentially, yeah, if the police do an illegal search or an illegal raid on your home, then you don't have the right to resist them. Even if it's an illegal raid, you don't have the right to resist them in any way, shape, or form.
It's contrary to modern jurisprudence and a modern interpretation of the Fourth Amendment. I'd like to read the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. So even if the search or seizure is unreasonable, you've got the right to be secure, but the government will, they'll go ahead and they'll enforce that right. You don't need to do that, citizen. And let's see, you shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affidavit.
So then we get this guy calling in about, who sounds in the beginning of the call like he's in agreement with us, and then all of a sudden...
I think he is.
I think he might be, but then all of a sudden goes off on this conspiracy theory tangent about so-called chemtrails, which is the paranoid belief system that every time someone sees a contrail in the sky, that it's actually some sort of cloud of evil chemicals either designed to control the weather or to control your mind or something else, or poison you or something like that.
Well, in this case was Monsanto.
Well, that's a new claim, and we'd never heard that one before, but... Well, he claimed Monsanto made the chemical, but it's the government that's allegedly spraying it. And so it just goes to show how these conspiracy theories can completely kind of bring down a reasonable discussion. They can completely whitewash a discussion about concrete evidence. You know, we're talking about the police coming in and killing innocent people into people's homes. We're talking about the Supreme Court cases that are justifying these sorts of actions. And these are all very... unquestionable facts. I mean, these things are happening. The 4.5 armed police SWAT team raids that happen in this country on a daily basis. That's a fact. The fact that police come in and they raid the wrong homes and they kill innocent people and they get away with it. I mean, it was just last week we were talking about the police burning down a house. That they were raided. They were surrounded a house because they thought there was some guy in it that was escaping them for, he was wanted for second degree murder. In this case, finally, it wasn't a drug case. But the guy wasn't, point of fact, actually in the house. They surrounded the house.
Somebody else's house and...
For 24 hours, I think they'd surrounded this house. They fired in canister after canister of tear gas and caught the house on fire, burned this family out of their home, essentially, and made it so that they don't have a home in which to live, and then proceeded to do nothing to make good for that situation. The family wasn't wanted for murder. They didn't know what was going on. They end up just in a hotel because, or in a motel, because the Red Cross and some local church was willing to foot the bill to put them up, not the police, who actually were responsible for burning their house down.
I wonder if your insurance will even cover it if a government agency sets your house on fire.
But yet, despite all of that evidence that government does evil things, that they're hurting peaceful people and they're doing wrong and they're getting away with it, despite all of that, some other people believe that the most important thing to talk about is their belief about what's coming out of the back of that airplane up in the sky. I mean, it's just so far off from concrete reality, I don't see how that can be persuasive to anyone.
Right. Whether or not it's true, is it persuasive?
Right. So let's continue with your phone calls here, 800-259-9231. Roger is listening to WGBF in Evansville, Indiana. Hello, Roger.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on
your mind? I got a BS in law enforcement, University of Evansville here in Indiana. I spent 4 years as a security police officer in New Hampshire, Pease Air Force Base. And I'm back home in Indiana, and the Indiana Constitution, Article 1, Section 32, is a right to bear arms, and it says we can defend ourselves and the state. So it's like, I guess the Indiana Supreme Court must have missed that part of the Constitution.
Well, you can defend yourself.
So this is the problem with constitutions. Constitutions are left to be interpreted in the hands of a small number of judges, Supreme Court judges. So therefore, our interpretation of the Constitution, yours and mine, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the plain reading of the highest law in the land, because there are men and women who are far our superiors who interpret it differently, and in their interpretation is the one that will be enforced by the law enforcement agents.
And their interpretation almost always favors the state.
I can't remember. Okay. Almost always.
And since laws are written as reasonable men would say and do, we need to use Title 28 United States Code Service Section 455 more often.
What's
disqualification.
That mean?
It's disqualification of a judge, justice, or magistrate.
How's
for being
work?
Prejudiced, biased, or failing the reasonable man clause.
How are you going to use that?
Well, when these judges keep making these rulings that are moronic and against unconstitutional, etc., we need to get them thrown off the bench.
And how would you
get them thrown off?
I mean, I'm not a political expert. I don't know how the system exactly works. So how would you propose doing that?
Well, I'd say a federal lawsuit under the Title 28 for discrimination, conspiracy to obstruct justice, neglecting to prevent a wrong.
I hope some lawyer picks it up, because I sure don't have the $100,000 to pay him to do it.
Yeah, I don't either, but yeah. I'm just putting the word out.
It's a real shame, you know, when the country's deteriorated to the point that we are expecting rich people, who likely own the government and its politicians anyway, to to stop the growth of the government. It's completely out of the hands of middle class and lower class people to do anything.
Yeah, and I have to say I'm skeptical of these inside the court system solutions here. I mean, even if somebody did file a lawsuit like that, seems to me that odds are good they're just going to say, "I'm sorry, you don't have any standing, dismissed."
Yeah, well, they did that to, I can't remember what the situation was, but U.S. Representative Ron Paul, I can't remember, he filed some lawsuit, I think it was in the late 90s, might have been the early aughts, and they dismissed his for no standing.
Yeah,
a U.S. representative.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I'm not trying to say don't do it. By all means, man, if you're a lawyer listening to this and that suggestion sounded good from Roger there, hey, let us know how it goes. Go ahead, file the lawsuit, and then give us a call back and let us know if you actually get into court. Whether or not you win is another question, but let us know if it actually makes it to a hearing beyond the hearing to tell you that, sorry, we're not going to take your case. 1-800-259-9231. Whoa, we can't take this case. It's way too... Taking this case would jeopardize the power of the federal or state governments. We can't have that. I mean, we have to aggregate more power to us. We just can't be giving up our power. So 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Doug is listening in Abilene, Texas. KFNA-FM. Hello, Doug. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Doug.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to let you know I am a former Marine for 17 years and also worked in law enforcement for the past 15 years.
Right.
In the state of Texas, you have to have a search warrant before you can go in. I've been on part of some of the riot team type stuff, but in a different city. I do think the man has some injustice done to the Marine. I also understand kind of how the police go through their deals, but it should be up to that judge to make sure that warrant is served correctly, and you know, they are at fault if they go in and kill an innocent man. But if I was laying in bed and somebody came at me in the dark, I would have no clue if it was the police.
Exactly. It's a scary situation. If you want to hang on and tell us more, you're welcome to. More in a moment here. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and bring us anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The various features include our mobile site, so you can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and podcast. M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Also, meds.freetalklive.com. If you're getting your medications, your prescription medications at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. A lot more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. So if this is, you know, some kind of heart medication, blood pressure medication, you know, the birth control medication, maybe, you know, something antidepressant meds, any of those things, you can get them through meds.freetalklive.com and save up to 70% off. All you have to do is go to that website. You can click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page, or you can use the telephone number that's there. They'll call you back in the morning if you call in the evening. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. They'll use a third-party certification company to check and make sure that the meds that you order are, in fact, the meds that they say they are. And you'll save a lot of money. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to Doug listening in Abilene, Texas to KFNA-FM. Doug, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Doug, you said that you're currently a police officer and you've been one for 15 years?
No, I'm in the law enforcement. I have been a police officer, and I have been in with the riot teams and stuff like that. I work for corrections now.
I see. So you're working in a jail?
Oh, at a prison.
Gotcha. All right. So you were saying something about the judges and signing a warrant in regards to the police raiding people's homes.
That's how it's done here in Texas. I'm just saying I don't know how it's done in another state, and this is first media that I've listened to in probably quite a while, so I haven't really been up to date on what's going on until I heard this, and it's upset me in two ways. One is a former Marine, another part of it is a law enforcement doing something that you know is a total injustice to that Marine and that Marine's family.
Now, this is it's a tough scenario all around. Now, I don't know how they got the information that they should raid this house, but a police officer brought this information to a judge. Now, I don't know how many warrants get kicked back at cops in America, but I don't think it's too many from the stories that I read all over. It seems like judges have just become rubber stamps for you know, the requests for warrants. And I can understand why they choose to arm police to go in and do these raids, if that's what they're going to do. I can understand why they'd shoot somebody who comes out with an AR-15. But the problem is the drug war in its entirety. If they wouldn't have been able to ask for the warrant, then none of this would have happened. A man should be able to do what a man wants to do inside of his house as long as he doesn't hurt somebody else.
Don't you agree with that?
Well, I agree to it somewhat, because anything illegal and the use of illegal drugs in America as a whole, especially in the state of Texas, is where all our crime is coming from. And it's...
Well, actually, that's not a true statement.
I work in that type of facility where drugs, a lot of these people, they do drugs and they're robbing, they're stealing, they're breaking into people's homes, they're doing all that.
Your statement isn't quite accurate, however, because the crime comes not from using drugs, but because the drugs they use are prohibited. Because the drugs they use, because they are prohibited, are so expensive that these people that are addicted to them need to do whatever it takes, meaning robberies and sticking people up and holding up convenience stores or whatever to get cash in order to where they can purchase the drugs that they're looking for, or steal stuff and then pawn it, or steal stuff and give the stuff directly to the dealer to get ahead. So it's really an extension of prohibition. It's the fact that these drugs are illegal.
I don't really believe that drugs should be legal. I think we've got to do something, but we also got to do something as law enforcement to me, always announce yourself that you're going in, that you are. And the resistance part of it is for that person's protection. If you don't resist, you won't get hurt, or you shouldn't. You know, I'm saying you shouldn't if you don't resist. But.
So what if you've got a criminal gang that's not the police, that is calling themselves the police? What do you do in that case as a homeowner?
That's what I'm saying. You know, if you had somebody posing as that, that'd be a tough situation.
It's a common situation. I don't know if you're familiar with the guys. I don't know what level of contact you have with the prisoners at the prison, but I'm sure you know that when they play games with each other, that they
the con games and all that. Yeah,
it's common.
If somebody opposes as a police. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, then you're hurting yourself and hurting your family, because they're just going to take over and do whatever they want.
So can't you see how, Doug, in that case, you're making sense on that one, but can you see how it is that because these drug raids are happening all over the place, it puts everybody in danger? I mean, because you don't know if you're dealing with the police or, another criminal gang that's pretending to be the police.
I can see how it puts a lot of people. It puts innocent. It's the collateral damage. You know, the same thing in the military. You're trying to avoid all the collateral damage, but
wouldn't it make sense to end this?
Wouldn't
it make sense to just end the insane war on drugs, so that way the only raids that are happening by the police are raids on actual violent criminals holed up in their house?
Well, I mean, I can agree to that somewhat.
Okay.
I think what it is not so much as what the police, if you catch somebody with drugs, you bust them. If you chasing them down and trying to say, okay, I think they went to this house, went to this house. You have to gain good intelligence, and good intelligence and sureness is going to keep you from having that collateral damage that you could pose on something like that.
John, here's one more point that I'd like to point out. As a police officer, when you grab a car thief, that car thieves, thieveries in town, they go down. There's fewer car thieveries. Oh, well, that guy was stealing cars all the time, taking them to the chop shop and making all kinds of money, and that's how he was making his money. When you put him in jail, car thefts go down. So, but when you lock up a drug dealer, all you do is create an opportunity for the next drug dealer to step in line. They've been trying to fight the war on drugs now for upwards of 100 years in this country. All these things used to be legal at some point or another.
The war on drugs really is more like since the 1960s.
Fine, they were still illegal back in they started in the 30s with marijuana and alcohol, even farther back than that. But you know, that it's that the war isn't winnable, that you're saying to get good intelligence. And I agree with you that you should, you know, as a police officer, you should have firm information, but that it doesn't matter, that the fight is not winnable. And if the fight isn't winnable, then it's just taking taxpayer money. I mean, you know that most of those guys in prison are either in there trying to get drugs from for an act that they were doing, trying to get drugs, or for possessing the drugs themselves. Just think of the savings to the taxpayer.
Probably the largest percentage of them.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And I work at one now that we treat those type of offenders who have drug and alcohol, and we have a pretty good success rate of getting them back, because we don't only just treat what the drug is or whatever; it's more the behavior and a lot of the behavior modification is what we try to treat now. And I do see some positive in that, but in Illinois there, to me, they just need better laws to protect in your community. Because if you can just allow anybody to come in your house at any time with unannounced and make a raid, regardless of police or gang members, you know, you should have that right to protect yourself and your family.
Thanks for the call tonight, Doug. Appreciate hearing from you at 800.
It's Indiana.
What's that?
He said it was Illinois.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, Indiana, but regardless, as you said,
Mark, neighboring states, they both begin with I's.
But as you said, Mark, this Supreme Court case from Indiana that says that you don't have the right to resist an illegal police search or raid of your home, that it can be used as some level of precedent in Illinois and other places.
It sure could.
All right, so 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. And so, you know, a little bit of agreement there from Doug, because it's really prohibition that is the problem. And so he admitted there that the majority of the people in his prison are there for drug-related so-called crimes. But many of them are just there for dealing or you know, possession or growing pot or whatever.
Well, large-scale possession. You know, you're talking about, this is prison, this isn't jail anymore. I mean, you're talking about people who are possessing or armed.
Just had somebody who was looking at 7 years in prison because he had 33 plants.
Most people don't get the max, man.
Well, it 33 all depends.
Plants, 33 plants will get you sent up the road.
Sovereign though. Curtis depends passed a joint to somebody, and he's being charged with, distributing or something like that? A felony charge, yeah. Looking at 3 to 7 years in prison.
Would you like to bet that he doesn't go to prison?
I don't care, Mark. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm only talking about the people who are in prison, not what people are threatened with in order to keep them from doing whatever.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What about the three strikes rule out in California? You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything here. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.